There is a Gemara in the second Perek in Baba Basra, which is the source of the whole institution of Hasagas Gvul, what we call in Yiddish Hasagas Gvul, that you're not allowed to be mopsed at someone else's parnasa. So the Gemara has one of the cases. A fisherman sets out his nets and he leaves bait in the nets, and then he goes to learn his daf yomi. He goes away, he doesn't stand there. And then he comes back an hour later and he gathers in, a couple of hours later, he gathers in all the fish that were caught. So the Gemara says, another fellow is going to come. He's going to watch this guy set out the net. And then he's going to go, chapois, before the first guy comes back to collect all the fish, to make a kinyan on them, the other guy's going to come and grab all of the fish that were trapped in the net because of the fact that the first one left the bait and left the net. So the Gemara says that that's not permissible. Mechikim mitzuras hadag min hadag kim lo ritzas hadag. That you're not allowed to be masigvul since the first one laid out all the traps and all the bait and everything. So the Ktzais is bothered with Akasha. Why does the Gemara only consider this din of masigvul and the other one's parnasa? Why shouldn't it be outright gezela? Because when the you can make a kinyan meshicha by either pulling an animal towards you, or you can make a kinyan hagbah by pulling something up like this. That's a kinyan hagbah. And the Gemara says in Kiddushin, in the end of the first perek, that if you want to be kind of an elephant, one Tana says you need hagbah. The Gemara says, how can you make a hagbah on an elephant that's so heavy? So the Gemara says, with chavila is moiris. With bundles of twigs. What does mean bundles of twigs? So Rashi says you put a whole bunch of twigs there, and you encourage the elephant to climb up on top of the bundle of twigs. So you got it to do a hagbor. And Tosfos has a different shot. Tosfos apparently never saw an elephant, so they didn't realize elephants can't jump. So Tosfos thinks that if you wave twigs, if you wave the hagbor, cherries or ice cream or whatever, chicken, gehilte fish, you wave it on top of the elephant so the elephant will jump up. So that's also a kinyan hagbor. And the Gemara says you can be kind of an animal b'shicha karelo v'hibo. If the owner gives you authorization to be kind of his bema, he wants to give it to me b'matona, he wants to sell it to me. So he says, I give you permission to make a kinyan meshicha. So if I whistle to the animal and it comes towards me, I don't have to necessarily be moshechet, pull it physically with my koyach. If I whistle to it, korilav higbo, I call the animal, it comes towards me, it's also called hagbo. So you see that you can be kind of hagbo with a koyach acham yura, by I whistle to the animal, korilav higbo, or I wave chavili zmaris on top of the animal and it jumps up, so that's called my hagbo, it's called my meshicha. So when I put the bait in the net, and the other fish see it and smell it and they swim sideways, so let that be considered my kinyan meshicha. Or some of the fish will swim upwards, some of the fish on the bottom of the river will swim upwards, so let it be my kinyan hagbor, because I set it up because of the bait that I put in the net. So I did the meshicha, I did the hagbor. So why is it only an issue of asagas gvul? Is masik vul chaveiroi, because the other one set up to hold, that's his whole panos. So let it be an outright gezel gomer. That's the Ktzais's kasha. So the Nesivis comes to answer the kasha. So he says, when I whistle to the animal, korilo behibo, so the reaction comes immediately. I whistle to the animal, it comes right after I do my maisa. When I'm waving the chavilis moiris on top of the animal and it jumps up in order to get to the chavilis moiris, so it's simultaneous with my maisa. I'm waving the chavilis moiris on top of the animal and it jumps up. So if the other koyach achem yuriba, the other natural force, here the natural force is, I wind up the animal that it should do a meshicha, it should do a hagboa on my behalf, for me. So if the natural force is simultaneous with my maisa or immediately upon the heels of my maisa, then the koyach achem yuriba relates back to me, that's ishim shim chitzav. I set it up and I'm harnessing another natural force. So that natural force relates to me, it's considered my maisa. But if I set up a trap, I set up the nets and I put the bait there, and I go learn, I go to the base manager to learn my daf yam, I'm not doing anything now. And then 20 minutes later, after the person walks away, after he sets up the nets and he walks away, then the fish will swim sideways. So the Korach Acham Yorba, I didn't do the pula to the Korach Acham Yorba. I did the pula by putting bait there, by putting the nets there. So when the fish swims sideways or up, that Korach Acham Yorba doesn't relate to me. That's what the Nisibis writes, the answer to the Ksosis Kash. And Rab Chaim writes like that on a different topic on the Rambam and Hilchos Shechinim, and the Chazon Ish writes like that. The Chazon Ish shows that there's a Tosis and Sanhedrin like that. The Tosis restricts Isha Mishum Chitzov, only applies what's the Korach Acham Yorba by Eish, the Ruach Metzuya, or the Ruach Shechinim Metzuya, whatever it happens to be. So Tosis writes in Sanhedrin that the only time you say Isha Mishum Chitzov is if the wind is blowing already at the time that I do my Maisa. We said about Shechita, Tosis was bothered with the Kasha. Why does the Mishnah say in the first Perek in Chulin that if I leave a knife and the wind blows a knife and accidentally it happened to cause a perfect Shechita on the chicken, Baim is probably highly unlikely. Chicken is also highly unlikely. Okay? The Gemara talks about all cases, even if they'll never come up in a million years, because they will come up. After a million years, they will come up. So the Gemara talks about such a wild case. A fellow leaves a knife and the wind blows later on and it checks an animal. So it says that's no good because you're lacking Koyach Gavra. So Tosis asks the Kasha, why isn't it Koyach Gavra? But if you hold Isha Mishum Chitzov, that's how we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan. Isha Mishum Chitzov, even the Koyach Acham Yoruba relates back to me and it's considered my Maisa. So why shouldn't it be good for Shechita? So one answer was given by Tosis and the Rashbo and the Torah Habayis, and it's mentioned in Yerideya. Maybe Koyach Gavra is something over and above Maisa Adam. Maybe Ishim Shemchitzu is enough to consider it Maisa'od, but that's not enough to be considered Korach Gavra. So that's the Chazon Ish, and Rab Chaim like that also. That's far from the Rishonim. That the Ishim Shemchitzu won't help by these three cases. But the Halacha says, Adini Korach Gavra, what are the three cases? One is Shechita, one is Until Sedaim, and one is Ritzicha. In order that the Ritzich should be Chaim Is, and Korach Gavra. So maybe that's one answer that the Rishonim give. But even if you should assume not like that, you should assume the Korach Gavra is identical with Maisa HaAdam. Korach Gavra is Aramaic, Maisa HaAdam is Hebrew, it's the exact same thing. And Tosfos and Bava Kamma does equate the two. The Chazon Ish is Masik on the Tosfos and Bava Kamma, based on the Tosfos and Sanhedrin. He shows that it's and the Rashba and the Torah Habayis is Mesupik about this. Whether Korach Gavra and Maisa HaAdam are the same, or Korach Gavra means something over and above Maisa HaAdam. So even if one should assume that it is the same, but the Koyach Acham Yoruba, the natural force, only relates back to me if either I harnessed it, I wound it up. Let's say we must have discussed this already, no? About Koyach Rishon, Koyach Sheni. The Gemara says that Koyach Sheni is not called Koyach Gavra by the three cases, by Shechita, by Netilas Adayim, and by Ritzeach. So what's the definition of Koyach Sheni? The Gemara said, if I pick up a dam and the water gushes out, so if I would have closed the dam a moment later, how much would have been accomplished by the water, by the initial flow of the water? The first 2 seconds I would close the dam, whatever would have been accomplished, that's called Koyach Rishon. But then I pick up the dam and I leave it up, and then the water keeps on flowing. So whatever happens because the water keeps on flowing 20 minutes later, an hour later, that's called Koyach Sheni. So that's a lack of Koyach Gavra. So the Chazon Ish and his Sefer on the Tilis Yadayim on Orach Chaim, and the Kozhuk Lover writes also like that. The Kozhuk Lover is talking about Asiyas Tzitzis Lishmo. He already had factories in Europe, machines that took wool and made it into string. So the din is that you need Shazira Lishmo. When you take the wool, you're making it to string for the purpose of using it. If it's tzitzis, you're supposed to have atzias achutim have to be. It's machlekes in the Gemara, machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, in Sukkah, and Daf Testament Aleph. When we pass that you need atzias, shaziras achutim has to be lushmo. Whether the tying the strings on the beged has to be lushmo, that's a machlekes the Rama Matosis. That's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. We discussed it, no? Whether cotton can tie the tzitzis, because the cotton is not a bar hoche making lushmo. So that's two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. That's Machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam. They need Asiyah Lishmo, tying the chutim onto the beged, but making the wool into a chutim, that the Gemara said, that's machlekes hamarayim, and that we clearly paskin that you do need asiya lishma. Shaziris al chutim has to be lishma. So the question was, in Europe, if you have a factory and you push a button, a Jew pushes the button, and before he pushes the button, he says, he's doing a lishma. So some held, if you would have pushed the button and then you let the machine work for 3 seconds, then you turn it off, whatever would have been accomplished with the first 3 seconds, that's called koyach rishon, and whatever is accomplished after the first 3 seconds is koyach sheni, it doesn't count. Koyach sheni is a lack of koyach gavra, and they equated, Dvar Avram has like that, the Kovna Rover writes like that. He was the last Rover in Kovna until the middle of the war. He died in the Kovna ghetto from sickness before the Nazis had a chance to kill him. So in his sefer, he assumes also that Koach Gavra and Maisa Hodam are identical, like that Tosis and Bava Kamma. And he assumes that the definition of Koach Rish and Koach Sheni is whatever would have been accomplished the first couple of seconds, when you push a button, then you have to push it off after 3 seconds. See, what would have been accomplished? So if you have a tzitzis machine, and you push the button on for 3 seconds, you push it off, nothing would be accomplished. It would stop in the middle of the process. Nothing would be accomplished. He holds that that's not called, the Rav Ram would hold that that's not called Asiya Lishma. So the Kozher Golover and the Chazanish both, they don't quote the Rav Ram, but they both disagree with the idea. They say the Magar Avram says not so. They say the Magar Avram and Hilchas Ntilas Adayim says, when do you distinguish between Kerach Rish and Kerach Sheni? But in Get and Atilus Yadayim, that's only, if all you did was Hasaras Hamoneya. The water pressure is pushing down, the water is pushing down, but you have walls around the water, you have it in a reservoir. So if you pick up the dam, you do Hasaras Hamoneya, Mimela, the water pressure that's pushing down now has a chance to push it out. So then it depends whether it's Kerach Rishon or Kerach Sheni. How much would have been accomplished by the initial gush of water, the first couple of seconds, and then you close the dam and you see what would have been accomplished. But if you set up a whole system by electric machine and you plug it into the socket and then you push the button, so you harness the whole koyach acher. You harness the koyach acher. You set up the whole thing. So then even what's accomplished 12 hours later, they bake matzahs by machine. So before they push the matzah, they make shmura matzah by machine. So how can you have a machine shmura matzah? How can it be asiya lishma? If you hold that koyach gavra and asiya lishma, if you hold Kerach Gavra and Maisa Adam are the same, it isn't everything Kerach Sheni. So he says it's not Kerach Sheni. That's what the Kosher Glover says by making the tzitzis, and the Chazanish talks about making the matzahs. It's not called Kerach Sheni, because here you're harnessing the Koyach Acher. So whatever will be accomplished is called Maisa Adam. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik applied all of this to Grama over here. He thought that the only time it's Grama doesn't mean a Malach Alachazman. If I harness the Koyach Acher, and it does a maisa, and it takes an hour to finish the malacha, so that's my maisa. The grama means, I didn't harness the korachach, I did a pu'ula, and the fire is going to bring the heat, the wind is going to bring the fire to the container, it's going to crack the container, then the one is going to extinguish it. I didn't do anything with the fire. If I would bring the fire over here, and then the fire would affect the container and crack it, and then the water would extinguish the fire. Then I did the pu'ula to the koyach acher. I harnessed the koyach acher, so then it's all my maisa. I didn't bring the fire here. I brought the keli to the fire, and then the koyach acher, the force of the fire didn't take effect immediately. Didn't take effect simultaneously with my maisa. Didn't take effect immediately following my maisa. It took a while later. So then the malach alachazman doesn't count, because I didn't harness the karachachem. But if I'm doing a pula to the karachachem, like pushing the button on the machine to make matzahs or to make tzitzis or whatever, even what happens 12 hours later is also called my maisa. That's a yishim shim chitzo. That's maisa hodim. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought over here. So that's the question. The Gemara says here on Kuf Kof Amir Meis, this is where we left off. So the Gemara says that The Gemara says that there's a machlekes hatanoim in the Mishnah, whether we permit grama locha. So the Gemara says, it's not a machlekes on the level of the raisa. All the tanoim agree that there is a drosha. L'sasa kol malocha, from Shmos chapter Chav, l'sasa kol malocha, asihu de'osa grama shor. They all agree grama is muta min ha-Torah. And they all agree, what's the definition of grama? The machlekes hatanoim is, whether maybe we should make a gzera de rabbanon. Rabbi Yosef b'klicheres chadash malei mayim levishen nechalim kabbalas aur. Gemara said that's a gzera de rabbanon because adam ba'al al mamono, and if you'll be make a little bit, then we're afraid it's going to be mezalzel lua. Then Gemara says that similar to the drasha here, l'sasa kamalacha is that they have a pasuk in Dvarim. The whole Chumash Dvarim is giving instructions to Bnei Yisrael when they enter Eretz Yisrael. How are they supposed to act? So they have to appoint a king, a government, and they have to have an army, and they have to wage war. All the dinim that are noig in Eretz Yisrael. So one of the dinim in Eretz Yisrael is Bior Avodah Zarah. Abayt Abdin is coming to Abdul Shamagai Mishalayim Alharim. So on, it says Veibaratim Hashmam and Amakam Ahu L'sasim Kein L'Hashem Alakechem. You shouldn't do that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What should you not do? You shouldn't do Abayt Abdin. You shouldn't burn down a Beis Hamikdash. And it says Veibaratim Hashmam and Amakam Ahu L'sasim Kein Amalechik As Hashem is like it. You should destroy the Shema Avodah Zarah. You should destroy the Beis Avodah Zarah. And you're not allowed to do that to Hashem. That's when the Rambam and the Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs in Arabic, and then as a by way of introduction to the Yad HaZakeh, to the Mishnah Torah, and then in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah he has the Minyan HaMitzvahs Biktzor that he wrote in Hebrew. So he doesn't have this in the Mishnah Torah, and he doesn't have it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He only has it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs Biktzor. When he abridges the mitzvahs and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he adds on a line that he doesn't have anywhere else, that the lav, the sasen kain l'shem l'kechem, applies to Beis HaMikdash, but to Knesiyas, but to Midrashas. So that's the Rambam that the Achronim quoted that seems to imply that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, Kedushas Beis HaMidrash, is a din derais. The Rana Megillah says that it's only a make-believe Kedusha Midrabanon, and the Pasuk in Yecheskel says, when the Jews will be sent into Golus Babel, Lahem LeMikdash, Me'at, they'll have a miniature Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says in the end, Maseches Megillah, Eile, but you're going to see it's about the Midrashos, Shevet Babel. So the Ran says that's only an Asmachta. That's not really what it means. And this Rambam seems to have understood. The Chayyadim makes a big fuss about this. The Chayyadim doesn't quote the Rambam. The Chayyadim quotes the Sefer Yireim. Blazer Mimitz writes in Sefer Yireim that Kedusha is Beis HaKnesses, is Beis HaMedrash, is a din deraisa, and one who's mevaza the Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, is Zoivran and Nisa deraisa. So the later Achrayim point out that that's what the Chayyadim complains, that when they make a funeral, so they take the mace into the Beis HaKnesses, that's a bizoyan to the Beis HaKnesses. Unless the mace was a goen va'aluf, a very great Talmud Chacham, then it's not a bizoyan. He says, when my mechut in the Vilna goen passed away, he was known as the Goyen, so the Shulchan Aruch has the Lashon, Goyen Va'aluf, you're allowed to bring into the Beis HaMedrash when you have a funeral. But the other Stam Mesim is a Bizoyen. I remember when Mr. and Mrs. Gruss gave a lot of money to Jewish education. They gave, when she was sick, he gave $101 million. He gave over $101 million for Jewish education to prevent intermarriage. They had one of their children almost intermarried. So in order that it shouldn't happen to anybody else, he and his wife gave millions of dollars for Jewish education. They hoped that even conservative and reform, they thought all Jewish education would help to prevent intermarriage. So when she passed away, so the Esther Shaila, they allowed to take the body into the Beis HaKnesses. So I don't know why they asked Rabbi Hirschsprung from Montreal. So he paskin they should take her body into the women's section of the Fifth Avenue Synagogue. So apparently it didn't fit into the women's section, so they took it into the men's section. Who had the nami in the men's section? I don't think so. If he wrote they should only take her into the women's section, he must have had a reason. I guess he assumed that the women's section had, we assume the Shulchan Aruch, women's section of the shul has a lower level of Kedusha than the men's section. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achron, the women's section, the different parts of the shul and Mechuvit Keneged, the different parts in the Beis HaMikdash. So the women's section of the Beis HaMikdash didn't have a Kedusha Sazar, only had a Kedusha Sarabais. But it still has a level of Kedusha. So I don't know what the Cheshbon was, but that's what he held. It's only permissible to take the dead body into the women's section, not into the men's section. So the Mai said they didn't do that, so they took it into the men's section. So the Chayyadim complains about this, that the practice is they take all kinds, any Balabasa does, they take them Orin into the shul when they deliver a hespit, So he says it's against the din. So the later Achrayim say not only does Rav Lezer emits right like that in the Sefer Yireim that Kvod Beis HaKnesses is a din deraisa, Kvod Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaKnesses, that the Rambam and the Minyan HaMitzvahs B'Ktzoris sounds like he holds like Rav Lezer emits that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is a Kedusha deraisa because he holds that this law applies. L'sasin kein l'shem elokechem. So Gemara is talking on that similar drasha, just like the pasuk in Shmos chapter Chav says. L'sasikon v'alochem, you make a drasha, asihu di'osur gramashori. Similarly, l'sasin kein l'shem elokechem, asihu di'osur gramashori. The gram mechikas Hashem would be mutter. What do you mean gram mechikas Hashem would be mutter? So the Chazanish has a very interesting essay over here in Yodayim. I think the Chelek Aruch Chaim also somewhere, but the original place where he wrote it was in Mishnayos Yadayim. We don't know exactly how the Chazon Ish decided to write the Sefer. We don't know how did he learn things, and what order did he learn things. So we're not sure. When he was learning something, so he decided to learn that sugya after the first comes this sugya, then goes that sugya, then goes how did he? How, what was his association? Why did he decide that sugya is number two and this is number three? I don't know. But he has this in Yadayim at the end of Simen Ches. So he has a beautiful essay about Mechikas Hashem. So he says there is a mitzvah to show Kavod Hashem. Kavod Hashem Mehoincha. Where's that pasuk in Mishlei? Kavod Hashem Mehoincha. He doesn't quote it. And then there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin where the Gemara talks about Megadev. Where's the sugya of Megadev as Hashem? The pasuk says in Chumash that one noikev shem Hashem most yumas. How do you know what is noikev? So the Mishnah says megadev es Hashem, one who curses shem Hashem. Gemara has a whole discussion. How do you know that noikev shem Hashem means megadev? Maybe means hanashim Hashem nikvu b'shemus, the people whose names were mentioned. So the word, the verb nun kuf beis has different meanings. How can I curse? Bilam Arasha says, how can I curse someone if HaKadosh Baruch Hu Balak invited Bilam to curse the Jewish people? Curse the Jewish people. So he said, Mu'ekov lo kabokel. So the verb nun kuf beis means to curse. So that's what we assume. Menokev Shem Hashem, Osium is one who curses Shem Hashem is Chayim. He said, that's the correct shot. Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe it means to make a hole. Vayikav Chur Bidalto, Nekev, maybe means to make a Nekev, to take Shem Hashem, and to take a knife and to pierce a hole in it. The Gemara says, why you can't mean Miloshen Nekev? Then the Gemara says, maybe it's Miloshen, Anashem Hashem Nikvu B'Shem, is to explicitly mention Shem Hashem. Maybe that's the issue. If you mention Shem Hashem in the framework of a Brach and framework of a Pasuk, Litzorech, okay, that's one thing. But maybe it goes on one is Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatola. We know that that's an Iser. So Gemara says, yes, that is an Iser, because you have a pasuk that says, Es Hashem al kecha tira, you should fear Hashem. So it's self understood from that pasuk that one should not be motzim shem shemaim levatola. People translate incorrectly. Lasisa Hashem shem al kecha l'ashov, you shouldn't mention the name of God in vain. That's not what it means. Lasisa Hashem shem al kecha l'ashov goes on a shvuah shov. It doesn't go on mentioning. Lasisa is a lav, and as Hashem Elokecha Tira is an essay, the Gemara says. So one who mentions God's name in vain is not Oivan a lav. The Gemara says Oivan an essay. And that's how the Gemara establishes this is Sanhedrin Nun Vav Amid Aleph. The Mishnah is the last two lines on Sanhedrin Nun Hei Amid Beis that Noikev Shem Hashem means Megadev Es Hashem, Miloshen Kabo, not Nun Kuf Beis. Noikev is Miloshen Kuf Beis Hei, to curse. One is not allowed to curse. And the Gemara says it cannot mean Motzi Shem Shemaim Levatola, although that is prohibited. That's only as far as essay. So you're not chayiv. You ain't oinshim alon kei mazhirin. Means you can't give an oinish aguf. You can't give a punishment of malchus amisa alon kei mazhirin unless there's an azhar. An azhar means a lois essay. If there's no violation of a lois essay, then there isn't going to be any oinish aguf. So the pasuk says Nokiv Shem Hashem. Most humans, there's an oinish of miso. To have an oinish aguf of miso, to get an oinish of mammon, it's possible to have an oinish of mammon even if you only violated an iser asay. But to get an oinish aguf, ein oinshim alon kei mazhirim, doesn't go on hasra. Hasra is a different thing. usually the teachers in elementary school tell the children, I'm warning you, and I know Shmuel came Azirin, so we're warning you. So it happens that that phrase fits in, but that's not what it means in the original source in the Gemara. And Einosh HaMakeim Asir in Talmudic terminology means you can't give an Einosh HaGuf unless the person violated Aloises and Azhar. So the Gemara says, Azhar Sesei, Lav Shem Azhar. Es HaShem El Kecha Tira, the Gemara says, that's only Azhar Sesei, that's an Isar Sesei. So the Chazon Ish says, that's a double Pashut, that if you have Shem Hashem, of course you're not allowed to erase it. Of course you're not allowed to erase it Derech Grama either. That's a bizoyant Shem Hashem. Let's say a person will stand naked. Osalamad b'fnei Hashem Orim. Everybody uses Osalamad b'fnei Hashem Orim. You're not allowed to be undressed in front of Shem Hashem. That's the S.S. Hashemul Kachatira. That's the Asor S.S.A. The Gemara says in Soita, commenting on the Pasuk in Shoftim and Sefer Shoftim, I think, when they were bringing the Aron Hashem back from the Plishtim, so when they were carrying, when the horses were pulling it on a wagon, Sefer Shmuel. So what does it say? So the farmers were mevaze the Aron. So the Gemara, what were they doing? So the Gemara says they were being mashtin. They weren't careful. The arm was passing by, and they were mashtin in front of the arm. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to. Let's say you're going to diaper a baby in front of Svarim. That's bizoyna sefer. Unless the Svarim are in a different room. Or sometimes the Svarim are in, we discussed it when we spoke about Ein Binyan Bekelim. So there was a difficulty with the Gemara, Ein Binyan Estir Bekelim. So the difficulty Gemara in the middle of the Lamids and Erevin. So the Ozeruah defended Rashi, and the Ramah quoted that Ozeruah, that if you have a kli that's machzik mem soa, so the din is on it's not mekabel tumah because it's not called a kli. It's not mekabel tumah because it's called a cheder. It's called a room. That's how the Rambam presents it. So Rashi would agree, even though Rashi holds in binyan bekelim at all, that's only if it's a smaller kli. But if it's kli, a machzik mem soa, then it's considered a cheder. So that's quoted la loch and shulchan aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah explains. You're not allowed to diaper a baby if there are svarim in the room, even printed svarim. We treat them also like a sifrei Torah. Unless the svarim are in a bookcase and the bookcase is so big that it's machzik mem soa. The volume inside the bookcase is machzik mem soa and the svarim are not protruding. Sometimes people have the svarim a little bit, an inch sticking out, so they'll be able to take it out easily. Sometimes the svarim are all the way inside the bookcase. So if the svarim are all the way inside the bookcase, is machzik mem soa, so then the Mishnah Berurah says, then you're allowed to diaper a baby. You're allowed to walk around undressed in front of the svarim because it's considered as if the svarim are in a different room. But otherwise, that's taka the din. You have to show kavod to Shem Hashem, and you have to, as Hashem Lekecha Tira says, you have to show kavod to Hashem. So the Shem Hashem is included, not to be mevaza Shem Hashem, not to be mevaza the Oren, not to be mevaza Svarim. Of course, there's a din. So of course, gram mechikas Hashem will be osir. It'll be an iser esse. It won't be an iser lois esse. It'll certainly be an iser esse. The Gemara is just discussing. That's how the Chazon Ish says. The Gemara is discussing Haresha Yashem Kasvula Absar Hareza Nizdamna La Tfilo Shal Mitzvah. The guy has to go to mikveh. That's also a mitzvah. So he has a conflict over here. Okay, so if you have a conflict, then if there's no conflict, of course, Gerah Mechikas Hashem is awesome. Of course it's awesome. That's what the Chazon Ish writes. That's a double pashut. Because it's a mitzvah essay to show kavod. Kavod is Hashem Hencha, to show kavod to the Hashem, show kavod to Shem Hashem, to show kavod to Tashmishi Kedusha. That's all included as Hashem Lekecha Tira, to show kavod and to have Moira. The only time the Gemara discusses that there's room to be mekel is if there's no violation of the lois essay, it's only the essay, and I have an essay in conflict with that essay, because Nizdamna Letvilo Shal Mitzvah. He has to go to mikveh now. So you have to weigh and measure. Tzorech lefales magloisav, he says. The Gemara has pales, what's the pasuk in Mishlei? Pales magal derachecho. So all of life you have dilemmas, you have conflicts. On the one hand you have to do a mitzvah, on the other hand it involves another. So sometimes there's a rule. Even I talk about Esed Dechaloisesei, But the Tanoim, that's how the Chazon Ish explains the background over here. If it wouldn't be Nizdamna La Tfilo Shal Mitzvah, so the guy just wants to take a shower, then we would have a big problem. then we have a big problem over here. Because there certainly is an essay not to be mevaz Hashem Hashem, not to do gram mechikas Hashem. The shaila was, it happens in every, probably happens in every school. The teacher wants to teach the students about the Shem Hashem. So they write it on the blackboard, Yud Kev, Of Kev, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. They write, what are the Zayin, Shem, Shem, Mechak, and then they write it on the blackboard, and then they realize they can't erase it. So what do you do with the blackboard? So are you allowed to ask a goy to erase it? Amir Eliyakim. So Amir Eliyakim to do something that you're not allowed to do. We know it's also on Shabbos and Yontif. What about Amir Eliyakim, the Sharkol, HaTorah Kula? So the Pashtus is that that's a Gemara in Bava Metzia. We learned it last year. We learned Bava Metzia last year. Oh, we learned it in the Kol that daf. Yeah, daf Tzadik. Daf Tzadik Amar Aleph. So the Gemara has a suffix. What's the din of Chosim Pipore V'dushba? Lasachsam Shor B'disha. You're not allowed to muzzle up the animal when it's dealing with food, when it's doing work with food. So what if I ask a goy to be Chosim Pipore? So the simple girsa, the way we have it in the Gemara, the girsa in the Gemara seems to be a suffix on a lehu of the Rabbanon. Amir Eliyakim is also the Rabbanon on Shabbos. So did they only make the Gzera the Rabbanon on Shabbos where there's an Issa Kores? They made the Gzera the Rabbanon on Yontif also. Amir Eliyakim is also on Yontif. They made the Gzera the Rabbanon in Avelis also. A person is in Shiva. Also not allowed to have Amir Eliyakim. There's no Kores in Shiva, there's no Kores on Yontif. But that's part of Shabbos. That's similar to Shabbos. To do Amir Eliyakim, to do Amir Eliyakim on Melechus Shabbos, Melechus Yontov, and Melechus Ovil, Afachti Chagechem LeEvil. The dinim of Shiva, the dinim of Avelus, are a little bit have to do with Yomim Tov. So therefore, Shir Amir Eliyakim is also. So the way it says in our Gemara, the Gemara had a Nevi Lev Shita whether Amir Eliyakim is also and Kol HaTorah Kula. The Gemara, the context, the Gemara is talking about. And the Gemara is talking about Sirus. We have a din. If they castrated an animal, so that's considered a balmom, and you're not allowed to be makrivit on the mizbech. And then the pasuk concludes, "By the way, you're not allowed to be misaris any behema." We had that Gemara. Where was that? Kufir Aleph. More on Kuf Yud Aleph. No, where was the din? No, on Kuf Yud on the base. The Yartzachem lo yisasim. On the bottom, towards the last couple lines. Menayin the serious bottom, shehu asim. The bottom four lines on Kuf Yud on the base. So this is an Issa Sirus. Issa Sirus not only by Odom, it's also by Behemoth. The original passage is by Behemoth. So the Gemara has a suffix. The Gemara says, to ask a non-Jew to be Messiah of Behemoth, it says Beferish that it's also. We're not sure why. Is it also because Amir Eliyakim is also in Kol HaTorah Kula, even though it's not a malacha that ever has any chorus on it? Or maybe Amir Eliyakim in Kol HaTorah Kula is mutter. Maybe the reason why Sirus Ayyidei Akim is also is because Lifnei Iver. Maybe even though it's not from the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nath, maybe there are a couple of mitzvahs in addition to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nath. So the Rama happens to paskin like that. The Rama paskin that Sirus and Harkovas Ilonis applies to non-Jews also. That's an Issa Deraisa for non-Jews. So what's special about the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nech? How come everybody talks about Sheva Mitzvahs B'nech? The Sheva Mitzvahs are singled out as a Rasam Zuim Misosim. The Nochri is Chayiv Misa if he violates any one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. If he violates Sirus, or he violates Akobas Ilanus, so that he's not Chayiv Misa, even though it is an Issa Deraisa. So the Gemara quotes Halacha L'maisa, you're not permitted to bring an animal to a veterinarian to be Misariset, unless the animal is in pain. It's a different thing. Let's say the animal is in pain, the way you treat it. So if a person is in pain and treat the person, to be in pain for an extended period of time is going to be pikuach nefesh. So pikuach nefesh of an Adam, pikuach nefesh of a Yisrael is doicha kol HaTorah Kula. So you're allowed to do a surgery, you're allowed to do serus on the person if that will alleviate the pain. To have extended pain for a long period of time is mistama going to be mekatzah someone's life. So even though right now there's no sakonis nefashis, but ultimately it's going to be sakonis nefashis. So for Adam it's muta. Yeah. What about behemoth? What about to be mechal Shabbos to save the life of a behemoth? So there's no din that pikuach nefesh of a behemoth is deicha Shabbos. I mentioned the story that a woman converted. A woman converted, she was a veterinarian in a hospital. And the week that she converted, so she was on the weekends, they took turns. They alternated who functions there. Most of the business in the middle of the week. So that Friday, that Shabbos, was her turn to be in the hospital. So someone said, but you're Jewish now, you can't be in the hospital. So she said, but it's Pikuach Nefesh. So they said, Pikuach Nefesh is only Deicha Shabbos, Pikuach Nefesh of a person, not Pikuach Nefesh of a behemoth. So she called up the yeshiva to find that we used to have a medical ethics hotline. She called up the medical ethics hotline. So the rabbi who answered the phone said, Pikuach Nefesh of a behemoth is not Deicha Shabbos. So she asked, can you please consult with one of the higher rabbis? So the rabbi considered me a higher rabbi. So we had a committee of higher rabbis. One was Rabbi Tendler, of course. I was one of them. There must have been another one or two. So it was easier for him. He got me. It was on a Friday morning. So they did this because Nafshav Beimah is not Deicha Shabbos. It's not Deicha. And the woman said, wow, if I would have known that, I would have not converted this week. I would have waited the next week and rearranged her obligations. It was Shiloh Geriz Betois. She was Ms. Geir that day, that week, on the mistaken impression that she's allowed to serve in the hospital that Shabbos. So that was an Asik, yeah. So even though Pikuach Nafsh of the Behemah is not Deicha Kol HaTarkula, but if the Behemah is sick and you want to save the Behemah from pain by castrating it, so Mesama, that's Mutter. The Issa to be Mesarach the Behemah is if you're not doing a Mesarach the Behemah, but the Pashta, if you're doing the Mesarach the Behemah, it's not the Din of Pikuach Nafsh, but by definition, it's probably not a violation of the Issa of Sirus. But Sirus is one of the prohibitions that the Rambam writes that Sirus is Aser. Sirus is also forbidden. So that's the simple reading of the Gemara. The Gemara Safik in Baba Metzia, Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph, is whether Amir Eliyakim is only Asur in Shabbos and Yontif in Avela, so it's Asur even a Kala Terkuk. So the Tosis and the Ravid understood the Gemara like that. That was the Girsa that they had. Tosis writes on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. We just spoke about it the other day on the Daf Chav Dal in Rosh Hashanah. Osasaniti, that you're not allowed to make dmus shamashim, you're not allowed to make dmus cham alavana kachavim and mazal. So the Mishnah says there, Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Dalet, that Rabbi Gamliel had images of the moon, and he used to test the witnesses when they came to say that they saw the moon. So he would show them different images of the moon, which direction was it facing, this direction, that direction. The Gemara says, what do you mean? But you're not allowed to make images of the moon. Osasaniti, osasan dmus shamashim hamsham shalafonai. You're not allowed to make what do you call that big room with all the stars?
Planetarium.
A Jew is not allowed to make a planetarium. It's an Issa Deraisa. So the Gemara says, Acherim Masalo. He had Goyim do it for him. So Tay says to Kasha, what do you mean? Amir Eliyakim is Asim Rakola Tarkula. The Gemara had a Sophic in the Bible of Shita. How can they answer? Acherim Masalo, that non Jews did it for him. He's not allowed. It means he commissioned the non-Jews to do it for him, that he should be able to check the witnesses. Some Rishonim say it's Amir Eliyakim and Makam Mitzvah. Amir Eliyakim, the Baluita holds Amir Eliyakim and Makam Mitzvah on Shabbos is Mutter, because of the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Ches and Beis. The Gemara says, I kind of saw the Beretz Yisrael, because for Malo Avonu, Afila B'Shabbos, you're permitted to write to Shtari even on Shabbos. The Gemara says, B'Shabbos Al-Kadaitach, what do you mean? Zionism is so important, you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos. To buy up Eretz Yisrael from the Yaron, well, it's not Yidei Akum. Even though usually Amir Eliyakim is Muta, but for Malkam Yish of Eretz Yisrael is Muta. Amir Eliyakim is usually Asa, but Malkam Yish of Eretz Yisrael, it's Muta. So the Baluita understands Yish of Eretz Yisrael is the same as any other mitzvah. And you see that Amir Eliyakim is Muta, but Malkam Mitzvah. So the Ramah quotes that, and he recommends you shouldn't follow the Baluita, because we don't really hold like that. Amir Eliyakim is not Muta, but Malkam Mitzvah. So what's Pshatin Mar Acherim Masulo? How can it be? So Tosis asks that kash. So Tosis works on that kash. How come? And then the Rabbit also is masig on the Rambam in Hilchas Kilai. The Rambam writes, a Jewish farmer is permitted to ask a non-Jew to plant kilayim in his field. There's no prohibition. So the Rabbit says, what do you mean? It's an Ibayid Leif Shita in the Gemara, whether Amir Eliyakim applies in Kol HaTarkula or not. So how can the Rambam write Lohokil? The Rambam himself writes, when you get to Chosim Pipara B'doshba, L'asach Mashah B'dishoy, that you shouldn't do Amir Eliyakim. He writes it, says Sofik, so you go to Chumra. So how come over here the Rambam writes L'kulas? Obviously the Rambam understood the Gemara differently. The Rambam understood, and then you look in the Rambam, the Pashta Pshat and the Gemara Sofik in Bav Metzia Daf Sadik was, Amir Eliyakim is an Issa D'Rabbanan on Shabbos and Yom Tov and on Avelos. Did they only institute the Issa de Rabbanan on Shabbos Yom Tov and on Avelos, or did they institute the Issa de Rabbanan on Kol HaTarkula? So even if you hold that there is an isar meoli akam by choisim pi bara the doshbo, or there is an isar meoli akam by misaris behemah, if I commission a non-Jewish veterinarian to be misaris the behemah, there won't be any malchus. The Gemara Safik is, did they extend the isar the rabbanot to kol atarkula not? The Rambam quotes the din of choisim pi bara with doshbo. He says you're not allowed to ask a nochri to be choisim the par, and if he did, ain't a like it because it's a Safik. Ain't a loike anyway, even if it would have been a vada, is ain't a loike. It's only a selfie kind of din the rabbanon. Even if it is also, you're not going to be loike. Maybe you'll give him makas mardas, but not loike. So the Rambam seems to have understood the Gemara Sufik, but Metzia Dav Tzadik Menal, it's a Sufik on the level of the Raisin. The Rambam holds Amir Vili Yaakum is mutter and kol HaTorah Kulam. That's why he writes in the beginning of Hilchus Kilayim, the Jewish farmers permitted to ask a non-Jew to plant Kilayim for him. There never was a Sufik in the Gemara. Gemara Safik only was by Chosin Pipar V'doshba or by Sirus. There may be Grummas and Issa Deraisa this, and maybe Amir Eliakim is part of Grumma. That was a Safik on a level of Deraisa. So that's why the Rambam writes you shouldn't ask a Nochri to be Chosin Pipar. And if you did, you ain't a Loike because it's a Safik. It's a Safik Deraisa L'chumre. You're not allowed to do it. Usually when you have an Eibayd Leib Shita on a Din der Rabban, you go L'kula. A Sveika the Din on a Din Ateku on a Din der Rabban, you go L'kula. But this Eibayd Leib Shita, this, the Rambam understood that this was a Sveika der Isa. The Rambam holds in Kola Torah Kula, Amir Eliakim is Mutter. Yeah, but over here, let's say, by Mechikas Hashem. So are you allowed to, the teacher wrote on the blackboard. So are you allowed to ask a Goy to erase it? Amir Eliakim will be a grama. So the Chazon Ish assumes, of course you're not allowed to. What's the heter to be? Gram Mechikas Hashem for sure is aser. It's an iser essay. The Gemara just says, if there's damna la tefillah shal mitzvah, so then you have a conflict between the tefillah shal mitzvah and the essay of quote Hashem, I'm not erasing Shem Hashem. So the Gemara holds, if he's doing b'makom mitzvah, he's violating quote Hashem, so then it's not a violation of Kodesh Hashem, it's busy doing another mitzvah. But if there would be a lav, if there would be a loises, a lasasim keilon shem lakechem, then you wouldn't allow it. So that's what the Gemara says, if it's only gram mechikas Hashem, so then there is no lav, there's only the essay. So whenever you have the essay and it's in conflict with another mitzvah, you have to move on in life, and there's not a tefillah shel mitzvah, he has to do the tefillah shel mitzvah. So then you're allowed to, but if there's no conflict between two mitzvahs, we wouldn't say that Gram Mechikas Hashem is mutter. Let's say the teacher wrote Shem Hashem on the blackboard. So you're going to say that you're allowed to ask the Goy to erase it because Amir Eliakim is only Gram Mechikas Hashem. According to Tosfos and the Ravid, it'll be a Sufik Amir Eliakim is mutter is Asar and Kol HaTorah Kula. Tosfos and the Ravid want to ask Amir Eliakim, whatever you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to ask a Goy to do. That was the Gemara Sufik and Bob Metzia. And even according to the Rambam, it holds that Amir Eliakim is mutter and kol HaTorah Kula. But over here, the Chazon Ish holds that this is a bizoy to the Shem Hashem. To ask a goy to erase it, that for sure is not permissible. I won't tell a goy anything. The super in the school always erases all the blackboards at the end of the day. I won't ask him, give him specific instructions. I just won't tell him, don't erase it. He understands on his own. He has to clean up the floors and arrange the chairs. And the blackboard is sloppy, so he has to erase the blackboard every couple of days, every day, whatever it is. Would that be permissible? That's a shaila. They once had it in Maimonides, in Rabbi Soloveitchik's school. So the teacher was teaching the students what to design Shem Shem Chokin. Then the girl realized, what did I do? Now she can't erase the blackboard. Rabbi Soloveitchik instructed them that they should take the blackboard and put it in the basement and leave it there. They should go and they should buy a new blackboard. Once happened in Shalavim. They told me it happened in Shalavim. In Chodesh Elul, they were learning Lulav HaGozel. So the Rebbe, it's not a young girl teaching, they had a Rebbe. So he wrote, Zekele Vian Vehu. So he wrote on the blackboard, Aleph Lamayu, Zekele Vian Vehu. And he was explaining the different Shatam Vian Vehu. Then he realized, what's he going to do with the blackboard now? He can't erase it from the blackboard. So they said that one of their Rabbanim said in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that ain't on the most adobe shayna shaloi, so therefore he can't be mekadosh the blackboard, so therefore they're allowed to erase it. What do you mean allowed to erase it? What have to do? I don't understand what that means. If I Tosis says in Yevamos on the Daf Pei Beis, if I come into your house and I take your milk and I pour it into your flesh that's cooking on the fire, it doesn't become basa b'cholav. That's ridiculous. Of course it becomes basa b'cholav.
But don't you have to be there's no need for das.
So Tosis says, whenever you don't need das, so then ein anamos adav shein shaloi doesn't apply. If I bow down to your svarim, I bow down to your television, I deify something, so then you need das al adam. So my das cannot relate to your property. But by bas b'chol you don't need das. What about shem Hashem? Do you need das? Do you need das? So the Chazon Ish writes, "Niskaven licht of Yehuda, the Torah, the hishmet as hadalid," and he writes yud kei vav kei. So he says there was no kavan at all. He didn't even realize that he wrote shem Hashem. Well, let's say a child is copying from a siddur. So he's copying, he copies Shem Hashem. He didn't realize that Shem Hashem. So if it's written Mamish bin Misasek, he had no kavan at all. Well, let's say a couple of years ago, I think the New York Telephone Company, around December 25th season, Hanukkah season, so I think they took a photograph of a Paroiches in a shul, Shvis Hashem Lenegdi Samad Yud Kevavke, Shvis Hashem, and he sent it out in the mail to everybody, wishing everybody a happy holiday season or something like that. So everybody got this in the mail with their telephone bill. So the shaila was, were they allowed to throw it out in the garbage? They didn't realize that there's a Shem Hashem. It was a Nochri who took the photograph, and Nochri printed it. They thought it would be a cute thing. They didn't realize that Shem Hashem. So strictly speaking, it's not a Shem Hashem. If there was no Kavanah at all, Chazon Ish says, in order to be machshir, let's say bereshis bor lekim, when you write Shem Hashem in the Sefer Torah, so you have to be mekadoshim. So that's a discussion in Rishonim. When you need lishma, the word aleph lamed hey yud mem. Sometimes it's kodesh, sometimes it's chol. So if you lo sabdun lohim acherim, something like that. So that's chol. That's not kodesh. Nikabal ba'isel ha'lohim. That's chol. That's not kodesh. A lot of times it's kodesh, a lot of times aleph dalet nun yud. So sometimes it's kodesh, sometimes it's chol. You're talking Adoni im nomen tzasachei menach al nasava mi'alav decha. So that's chol, that's not kodesh. And sometimes it's kodesh. So it depends on the kavanah of the person. So the Chazon Ish says there may or may not be a discussion where they need amira to be mekadoshit whenever you need lishma, because Tosfos has two dayas. And Menachas, and in Zvachim, and in Psachim, and in every other Mesich that Tosfos has this discussion. Whenever you need Lishma, let's say you have to write a get Lishma, Pigul. It's a Machlokes HaRishonim. When you make Pigul, it depends on Machsheves Pigul. Machsheves means thinking, Machsheves means Dibur. So if you hold then Machsheves Pigul means Amira, that Tosfos is not sure. If you hold Machsheves Pigul means Amira, so the Rosh in Hilchos Sefer Torah writes, "Who adinami machsheves lishma to be machsher a Sefer Torah, machsheves lishma to be machsher a get, or machsheves lishma to be machsher the matzah has to be baked lishma should require amira also." So that's a dion in Rishon. So we're machmer on that. The Mishnah Berurah is even machmer on your tied tzitzis. You should say in advance that I'm tying the tzitzis l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. If you have in mind and you didn't say it, so the Mishnah Berurah considers it a sfeika de din, and maybe the tzitzis is no good. Someone pointed out that in the first volume of the Mishnah Berurah he has a few haskamas. So one of the rabbanim who gives a haskama, there were big rabbanim in Europe, so one of them has in his tshuva sefer, did anybody in his right mind ever think of such a ridiculous idea? That if you tie tzitzis and you didn't say you're doing it, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, that the tzitzis will be puzzled, that's ridiculous. And he goes a whole tshuva to explain why it's ridiculous. He was one of the people who gave a haskama to the Mishnah Berurah, who says that it's no good. Mishnah Berurah writes, Mishnah didn't read every word. He read a little bit, the Mishnah Berurah didn't read, he didn't see that part. Yeah. So this is a question Rav Chaim in the Sefer on the Rambam thinks, even if you hold that you need amira to create lishma, that's when you write a Sefer Torah, you need ksiva lishma. The Ramban and the Mohammed writes, how do you know that you need ksiva lishma when you write a Sefer Torah? It says, kisva lachem ashashir hazois. So the word lachem means l'shem chayvaschem. Kisva lachem. In l'shem mitzvah. So that's why you need. So it could be that ksiva sefer Torah needs ksiva l'shma, and sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzah have the same din. So it could be that ksiva sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzah will need l'shma. You will need amira. But once you said, I'm writing the sefer Torah l'shma, then you have to have kavana for the shemus, that is l'shem Hashem. So for that also you need amira. So I think Rav Chaim writes he doesn't think that for that you need amira. That's only to be kaveya. Is this a shem kodesh or is this a shem chol? So I think Rav Chaim writes in his sefer he thinks that kavana is enough. Chazanish over here sounds like he's saying that you do need amira. According to those who require amira for the shemos, in order to be machshir the sefer Torah, let's say he's writing Bereshis Bar Elokim. So he knows Elokim is Kodesh. He's not making a mistake over here. He writes Elokim, but he didn't say, I'm a Kodesh, the Shem Elokim, the Shem Kedushas Hashem. So he raises the possibility that if he didn't have an Amira on the Shem Hashem in the Sefer Torah, so the whole Sefer Torah would not be Kosh. But he says it would be a Shem Hashem. It would be a din. Maybe to be Machshir the Sefer Torah, you need Amira, that it should be Kalpidin. Considered ksiva l'shma, but it's not a misasek. If the guy takes a photograph of the paroichas and hashemisa Hashem negdi somid, that's legamer misasek. The guy didn't realize what he's doing b'chlal. Didn't realize that there is a shem Hashem. On this kavan licht of Yehuda, the Torah, the hishmitas hadalit, and he writes yud kei vav kei, there was no kavana l'shem Hashem. So that's not a shem Hashem at all. But if the person knows bereishis bara Elokim is a shem Hashem, just didn't say. He didn't have an amira, so that one may argue the point. Rav Chaim argues the point, thinks that the sefer Torah is kosher. That to be kaveh, whether it's a shem kodesh or a shem chol, that kavana is enough. You don't need lishmo. That the rush should say that just like you need amira by pigul, so you should need amira by lishmo also. Rav Chaim thinks you don't need amira. Chazanish raises the possibility. I don't know if that's his maskana. He raises the possibility here in Yedaim in this whole essay. That you would need the Amira to be Machshir the Sefer Torah. But if you didn't have Amira, it would still be a Shem Hashem, because the guy's not Misasek. You wouldn't be allowed to stand Orem Lefnei Hashem. You wouldn't be allowed to be throw it out in the garbage. You would have to be Noig Bar Kovet. Maybe it wouldn't be enough to be Machshir the Sefer Torah. He raises also an interesting discussion. Let's say, Lo Sabdun Elohim Acherin, or Nikabal Baisalhu Elohim. So the sefer had in mind to be mekadoshit. He's not supposed to be mekadoshit. He had in mind to be mekadoshit. So let's say it says, "Vayichi Yaakov beretz Meguri of the beretz kinnah." What's what? How does Vayichi?
Yaakov beretz
Mitzrayim. So he sticks in the word yud kei vav kei in the middle where it doesn't belong. So that'll puzzle. He stick in a shem Hashem where it doesn't belong. So let's say the pasuk says v'nikabal b'aselhu Elohim, and the sefer has in mind the shem kodesh. So that he put in a shem kodesh, but it doesn't belong. So the Chazanish thinks that that will pass on the sefer Torah. If he has in mind the shem kodesh, it is a shem Hashem. That makes it into a shem Hashem. He thinks that for sure you don't need amira for that. He thinks that you may need amira to be machshir the sefer Torah when you're writing Bereishis Bar Elokim. He thinks that maybe you need amira there too to be machshir the shem Hashem, that it should be considered nichtav l'shma. But if you didn't have Amira, maybe it wouldn't be kosher. But if you didn't have Amira, but you had in mind, you thought that Hashem Hashem belongs to Nikbal Baisalhu Elohim, and he thought that it's supposed to be Kodesh, he thinks it would passel the Sefer Torah. You have Hashem Hashem where it doesn't belong. It's supposed to be Chol, and he made Hashem Kodesh, even though it's the exact same spelling, but it's a different word. So that's part of the background. I remember once we were at an OU convention. They used to have every 2 years. They used to have a convention on Thanksgiving weekend, and whoever was the chief rabbi would always come, either one chief rabbi or the other. So one year, Rabbi Bakshi Doron was there, if I'm not mistaken. So they had a display of synagogue furniture. Some kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael, I forgot the name of the kibbutz. Lavi makes the synagogue furniture. So they were showing a video all day long. The video was running, and they had sample furniture. So the Chachamim showed at the Orthodox Union weekend. They were showing a video of a conservative synagogue that didn't have a separate section for women. It didn't have a section upstairs. They were assuming everybody, the men and the women, sitting there. There was no separate section for the women. And then they showed a chair for the rabbi to sit on that had Shem Hashem on the side of the chair. Apparently, in conservative or reform temples, they do this. So it says, Eke Asher Eke. That's one of the Zayin Shem Shein Mechakim. Aleph Hey Yud Ke. That's Hashem Hashem. So I remember I showed it to Rabbi, I think it was Rabbi Bakshi Doron. I asked him, are you allowed to sit on the chair? So he was taken aback. He didn't know what the din is, because the Gemara, the Chazon Ish talks about this also. When you have Hashem Hashem written in a Sefer Torah where it belongs, has Kedushas Hashem. What if a guy writes Hashem Hashem on the side of a newspaper? It doesn't belong over there. Guy engraved Shem Hashem on the handle of a pot, on a chair. It doesn't belong there. Does it have Kedusha? So the handle of a pot is a Gemara in Erchet. On the Avov and Meral, Chazon Ish quotes it. That's the Gemara member that I mentioned to Rabbi Bakshi Daron. But Yoshem Hashem Kosuv al Yad Akli. So the Gemara says you have to cut off the handle. If you write the Shem Hashem where it does belong, so the whole thing around it has the status of Tashmishi Kedusha, the klaf, on which if you wrote the Shem Hashem where it belongs, so the whole klaf has the status of Kedusha, Tashmishi Kedusha. It's also a question whether the klaf has the status of the Oisiyas themselves have the status of Shem Hashem, of Gufi Kedusha. What about the klaf? Is that Gufi Kedusha or Tashmishi Kedusha? That's a discussion in Rakhaim Sefer in the Rambam. And the Balamor and Sukkah Daf Tes has a discussion. Yeah, but if you have Shem Hashem written where it doesn't belong, here, or Shem Hashem Kosav al Besara, it doesn't belong. Which means you're going to write Shem Hashem al Besara? And nonetheless, the Gemara says you have a problem. You're facing a problem. You have to treat it with respect. There's an essay. You have to treat it with respect. Then there's a lois essay. So if you get rid of the lois essay, because it will declare that it's only grammar, and all I have is the essay, so if you have a tefillah shel mitzvah, so then you're faced with a dilemma. So the makon tefillah shel mitzvah, it's, since you're busy doing another mitzvah, so that's not considered a violation of es Hashem lokech atira. You're causing Shem Hashem to be erased because you're performing another mitzvah. So if it's only an essay involved, we would allow it because it's b'makon tefillah shel mitzvah. If it's a lois essay, then we can't allow it. So that's what the Gemara says. In such a case, grammar removes the lois essay, so all you have is the essay. No, he has paint on top of his hand. Yes.
Because
why is it not called Ksiv in the first place?
Because maybe it wasn't a Ksav, it didn't have anything that it was written on that was like by Dina Get or anything. You have to write it on something also. You can't just stand ready. Yeah.
The Mishnah talks about writing the Get al Yad Ho'Eved and Isan Asa'ev and Minyak. That's also Ksav as Kaka. Otherwise, it's going to be a Ksav Shein Shel Kayama because the probably is going to perspire and the ink is going to disappear by itself. Probably Ksav Shein Shel Kayama. Yeah, but the Stam is still a Shem Hashem. The Pashto says that it still has the status of a Shem Hashem. Even though, I don't know why, it's a good question. Why don't you say, since it's Ksav Shein Shel Kayama, why don't you say it doesn't have the status of a Shem Hashem? It shouldn't have the status of Ksav. Gram Mechikas Hashem is mutter, so the Chazon Ish claims. He says, I think it makes sense what he said. He says means that there's no lois essay, but the essay is still there. So if you're faced with a dilemma, Nizdam no le tefillah shel mitzvah, so then there's no violation of the essay. You're not doing a bizoyin to Shem Hashem. You're doing a mitzvah, doing one of the Rabbanu Shalom's mitzvahs. You can't say that it's allowing the Shem Hashem to be erased by being tevil tefillah shel mitzvah. Is a violation of Kvod Hashem. But if it's a lois essay, then there's no heter. But if it's only an essay against an essay, then you have to weigh and measure. Tzorch lefales, how does he goes a little bit, sometimes he goes into poetry. But it gets a little, it's not so strict. Where does he have it here? He shows from that Gemara in Erechin Davov and Menalev that even though you have a Shem Hashem written where it didn't belong, or a Shem Hashem Kosev al Yodas HaKelem, you have to cut it off. It's Ton Geniza. If you have Shem Hashem written on parchment, So that's, you're not allowed to just cut it off and use the rest of the parchment for your own purposes. The whole parchment has a status of, because it belongs there on the parchment. But if you write Shem Hashem on Yod HaSakelim, it didn't belong there. So it's only the Shem Hashem has Kedusha and the rest of the handle does not. So if you cut off that a little bit of wood from the handle or whatever, then you'll remove it so it won't have Kedusha. So let's say you have Shem Hashem written on a handle of a kli and then you melt it. He says, he quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah. You have Shem Hashem written al klei mateches, al klei zchuchis, the hitiches hakli, and I melt the whole kli. I have a Shem Hashem bolet or shaku or something. So the Rambam says, I raise a loike. That's mamish, has the status of Shem Hashem, and that's mamish mechikas Hashem. Here he has a loshen. He says, an iser, if you're going to do grama chikas Hashem, that can adam lad filosh on mitzvah shari. Otherwise, also, iser hu min ator, shechayofen bekovet shel kol dover hashenikra olav shem Hashem. Mekomakam betfilas mitzvah shari, dezel kvod amokam baruch hu lasos mitzvosav. Kim shuhu lechvodi is baruch hain kam pegam bekvod ksav kodesh. They'll be allowed not. So he writes a loshim. V'zem asu l'chachamim lefaleso inyanim, to weigh on a scale lefaleso inyanim v'lekvay mi mitcha mipnei mi. It's not a violation of kvod Hashem if he has to be tovel tefilah shel mitzvah. The isa to do gram mechikas Hashem is because of kvod Hashem. Whatever has to do shem Hashem dobish b'kedusha. There's an isa resi not to be mivazim. So if you're doing tefillah shel mitzvah, there's no bizayin. But if there's a lois hesed, then there's no room to mix. So then the Gemara says, well, it's only gram. So then gram mechikas Hashem, there's no love. Yeah.
Isn't that only according to Rabbi Yossi that tefillah is not a mitzvah? But if you don't hold tefillah is not a mitzvah, then where is the mitzvah of tefillah? Other aspects, people like the Rabbanan.
The Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim. I'm going to answer the question. The Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim in a few different mesichtes. They say yom adavav in a few places whether tefillah bizman mitzvah, tefillah bizman alav mitzvah. So the Tana who holds tefillah bizman mitzvah will sometimes tell you you have to be tevil 35 tefillahs. Rashi gives you the whole case. A woman knows she was pregnant and now she sees she's no longer pregnant. She doesn't know what happened. Is she a nida? Is she a zava? Zava's tevil in the morning, Vixen Kukula. Nida's tevil at the end of the 7 days, when the 7 days are up. She doesn't know, is she a Yoledes? Was it a Zocha? Was it in a Keva? If it's a Zocha, you tevil at the end of 7 days, and a Keva tevil at the end of 14 days. She doesn't know what's going on. Toa. The Mishnah calls such a woman Toa. She had amnesia. You have this Mishnah in Nida, you have the same Mishnah repeated in Erchen. The woman is Toa. Caused a lot of tension. So the woman is a Torah. So one Tana holds, she has to be Torah of 35 Tefillahs, because Tefillah is Bizman HaMitzvah. The earliest available opportunity, the person should be Torah. Some of the Balei HaTos is Paskin. In the days of the Gaonim, the Balamor wrote Hasogas on the Rabbit's Balei HaNefesh. Rabbi wrote a that we have Balamor the Rabbit learned by Harusa, by the Balhu Eshkom, by the Rabbit, Rabbeinu Avram Abbezin. He was not Rabbeinu Avram ben David. His daughter married the Rabbit. Balhu Eshkol's daughter married the Rabbit, who was Rabbeinu Avram ben David. And there was another Rabbit who wrote a history book. He never says anything at Halacha. And some the Shach writes in Yeridah, in Chelek Aleph, that sometimes the Achrenim have a steer, the Rabbit and the Rabbit, says they didn't realize they're talking about two different Rabbits. What is the Rabbit Balo Eshkol? His Rabbi Avram Av Bezdan Ad Narbona. He wasn't Rabbi Avram Ben David. What is the Rabbit Balo Hasogas? So the Rabbit Balo Hasogas is Lam Becharusa with the Balamor. And he has Hasogas on the Sefer Amor. It's called Kosuv Shom. He quotes sections from the Sefer Amor and he disagrees. A lot of times his Hasogas is that he stole it from me. It's Mashtikot Torah. Gonav Humiiti. Every so often he writes like that. And other times he disagrees with him. And the Balamor was kind enough to write Hasogas on the Ravid also. The Ravid wrote the Sefer Balei HaNefesh, Hilchas Taras HaMishpach, and Hilchas Mikvos. You have Hasogas from the Balamor. So the Balamor writes here, there, in the Hasogas on the Balei HaNefesh, he says, in the days of the Goinim, it would appear that the Rav of the Goinim were of the opinion that you do Paskin, Tefillah, Bizman, and Mitzvah. By the time it came, the days of the Rishonim, the machlekes was still going on. The Tosis and Yuma has machlekes Abin Atam and his brother-in-law. So the brother-in-law held that we pass in three lebizman a mitzvah, like the old psak from the days of the Goyim. Abin Atam said we don't pass like that. We don't pass in three lebizman a mitzvah. Haraya, that single girls don't go to mikveh. If we would have said three lebizman a mitzvah, we would have required. Every time a man becomes a balkari, every time a man's with his wife, he becomes a balkari, has to go to mikveh. The chassidim go to mikveh in order to daven, because of Takonis Ezra, that a balkari shouldn't daven, and they hold that Takonis Ezra was only repealed vis-a-vis learning Torah, halakha dvari koesh, ma'esheni makabul tumah, if they return, I'm makabul tumah. But for tefillah, the Takonis Ezra was never repealed. They write it, the Rosh quotes, they write it holds like that. That Takonis Ezra was never repealed, the gabi davening. So that's the chassidim follow the rabbi. And the Rambam says not so. The Kana says it was repealed. So if the din would have been that tefillah b'zman mitzvah, so we require every girl from the time she becomes a nida has to go to mikveh every month. We don't do that. The girls don't go to mikveh until they get married. So we really don't pass kan tefillah b'zman mitzvah. The shaila is if y'all tefillah b'zman mitzvah, so he's saying two things. Berachat says psar b'mayim is a mitzvah sese, and it's a mitzvah sese to be tevil at the earliest available opportunity. If she's a zava, you say mitzvah sam kakula. Zav is of, how does the Brisa have? On the fourth line from the top of Kuf Chafala Manal. Zav is of, Hamtzeraz Boel Nida Vitami Meis Tvilosan Bayom. How come it's Tvilosan Bayom? Because by then we allow Mixas Hayom Kukuloi. They should really, it says they have to wait 7 days. Zav and Zav have to wait 7 days. But there's a pasuk by the Zavah, Vesafel Hashivas Yamin Va'achar Titor. So what does the word mean, Va'achar Titor? Vesafel Hashivas Yamin V'titor, V'titvo. So Va'achar has the connotation, Acha Maisa Titor. She can make a bedikah in the morning of the seventh day, and then you say Mikzas Hayom Kukuloi. We say Mikzas Hayom Kukuloi, we don't have that. We don't observe that thing. We say Mikzas Hayom Kukuloi by Shiva, by Shloshim, by Avelus. The Gemara has it by a Nozir, we say Mikzas Hayom Kukuloi. If they put somebody in Nidui, they would put him in Nidui and Cherem for 30 days, for 7 days. So you say Mikzas Hayom Kukuloi, the last day he can call it quits. So the whole institution, the mikzvah Yom Kukula, is all based on that word in the pasuk by Zava. The Makar Chumash is by Zava. V'safa la shivas yami v'acha titar, acha ma'ase titar. By the nidan yoledes, you can't say mikzvah and kukula. Mikzvah and kukula only applies mikzvah nihu, when there's some kind of a hanhoge. So in Shiva and Shloshim, there's a nihu gavelus. On the last day of Yud Beis Chodesh, Avelus Yud Beis Chodesh, you don't say mikzvah and kukula. Because in Avelus Yid Beis Chodesh for a parent, other Kraven, there's only Avelus Shivan Shlosh. For a parent, there's Avelus Yid Beis Chodesh. So during Yid Beis Chodesh, there are only Isurim, there are no Kiyumim, there are no Nihugim. In Shiva, there's a Nihug Avelus. The Oval has to observe Nivul Merubim. If he's observing so much Nivul that it becomes, he's an Istinus and he's Mitztayer, so that's more than the Halacha requires. So an Istinus is Mutter. The Makam Tsar, it's already past the gvul of Nivul Merubah, he's not mukhayif to observe. So if he's an istidus, then he's allowed to wash. Or let's say Shloshim is supposed to be Nivul b'miktsas. So if the Nivul b'miktsas passes over the border and becomes Nivul Merubah, the Pischejui writes in Yeridei, he has no sources, he says, but it's a double portion. Let's say in Shloshim, you're not allowed to wear a clean shirt, but if the old shirt is filthy, he's embarrassed. He's embarrassed to wear it. Usually we don't wait to change our shirt till it's mamish, filthy, dirty, and looks awful. Every day you wear a new shirt, every 2 days, whatever. You don't wear the same shirt for a month. So the Pischichuri writes a double pashut that if in the middle of Shloshim you're not allowed to wear a clean shirt, that's only if the old shirt is reasonable. But you want to wear a clean shirt. So then you're not allowed to. You should have someone else wear the shirt first, and then you're allowed to wear it. But if the old shirt is mamish filthy, that's nivul merubah, so then he's allowed to violate. So in Shiva, there's a nihu gavelus, it has to be noyeg nivul merubah. In Shloshim, there's a nivul b'miktsas, there's a kiyum of it, there's a nihu. So then you say miktsas hayam kukuloi. Just like by the zavad and zavad, they have to make bedikah. So to make a bedikah in the morning of the seventh day, so that's v'safralo shivasyam. That's called v'safralo. They have to do something. So you only apply mikzah and kukula when there's some nihug, some hanhaga to do. By the nido, the woman is tameya for 7 days. She doesn't have to make bedikas. She just has to make a bedika before the seventh day is up to make sure that the dam is not flowing. If the dam continues after the seventh day, she becomes a zavak tana, she may become a zavak dola the first 11 days after the 7 days of nido. But she doesn't need bedikas per se. Nido doesn't need shivinikim. Only a zava needs shivinikim. And your ledus also, there's nothing, the ledus, whether there was dam or there was no dam, is irrelevant in the first 7 days or the first 14 days of a baby girl. So since there's no nihuk, so that's why the halacha says you can't apply the rule of mixtasayim kakuloi by nida and by your ledus. So, okay, so again, so in the days of the Goinim, the majority opinion seems to have been that tefillah bizman mitzvah. That means not only is there a mitzvah to be tovel in the mikveh, you shouldn't remain in a state of tumah forever. You should be mitar yourself. You should be mitar yourself the earliest available opportunity. So if it's a zavazava tefillah and bayom, so she does know the woman knew she was pregnant and now she's no longer pregnant. She doesn't know what happened. She doesn't know if there was a baby boy, a baby girl. Is she a nida? Is she a zava? Is she a leder? She doesn't know. So she has to be tovel 35 tefillahs. She has to be tovel in the morning a whole bunch of days. Maybe she's a zava. She can't be a zav. She's a woman. At least something she knows. She's a female, so she can't be a zav. But she doesn't know if she's a zava. She doesn't know if she's a yoledes. She doesn't know if she's a nida. She should be tovel in the morning, in the evening, morning, in the evening, every day, kaseder. Because tefillah bizman mitzvah, the earliest available opportunity. But in the days of the Rishonim, most of the Rishonim held like the Rabbi Natan, tefillah bizman lav mitzvah. So what does that mean? So that's the question. Tefillah bizman lav mitzvah means there is a mitzvah to be tovel. Rochat says psar b'mayim means that it's taka mitzvah, but it's not bizmana. It does. There's no big rush. Whenever you want to, you should be tovel on the mikveh before you die. Okay, you have chashina lemisa. You shouldn't wait 25 years. You shouldn't wait too long. You should be tovel sometime or another. Or do you say no? If you're tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah, maybe it means rochat says psar b'mayim doesn't mean rochat you should be tovel. Just means if you'll be tovel, you will become tor. But there's no obligation to be tovel at all. That's a question. How do you translate the words tefillah bizmano lav mitzvah? Means that bizmano is a lav mitzvah, but the tefillah per se is a mitzvah. Just it's not bizmano. But he say no, tefillah bizmano quotation marks is not a mitzvah because tefillah is lav mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah at all. Here Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi somewhere in the Gemara, maybe it's the end of Yuma. I forgot it anyway. Rashi one of the Gemara says. Tefillah bizman a lav mitzvah. When the pasuk says v'rochat says kasol v'rochat says b'sar b'mayim, it means if you'll be tovel, you'll become tovel. But it doesn't mean v'rochat you should be tovel. So that's a question. That's a question. So again, so if you hold that tefillah, you ask the question: if you hold tefillah bizman a lav mitzvah, means that the bizmana is lav mitzvah, but there is a mitzvah to be tovel. So then it's nizdamna about tefillah shal mitzvah. I don't think the Chazon Ish even means that. I think the Chazon Ish understood. Even if you hold tefillah bizman alav mitzvah means that there's no mitzvah at all, and if you want to, you can remain tamei for the rest of your life. But still, a religious Jew goes to mikveh once in a while. He has to become tor to eat korban pesach. He has to walk into the beis hamikdash. So even if you hold nizdam no tefillah shal mitzvah, his religion requires of him is not a mitzvah. Okay, it's not a mitzvah, but still, for religious reasons, he wants to go to the mikveh. So then, lo mesar hakosav ela l'chachamim, the way. On a scale, is it called Bizoyan Hashem or not? So he says, in the Zamlet Tefillah Shal Mitzvah, so that part of his religion requires that you go to mikveh now. So if there's a lois essay, then there's no heter. But it was just, if the whole gram, Mechikas Hashem, there is no lav. It's only the essay of Kvod Hashem, Kabbalah Hashem, Mehoincho, and so on. So then, the Zamlet Tefillah Shal Mitzvah, even Tefillah is not a lav mitzvah, but it's a religious act. So then we would allow him to be tovel.
Just cheshbon of lamed vav tefillas, is that assuming yemei zivasa sheino rabba and einan olim zivasa?
I think Rashi writes like that, but I don't think it's necessarily so. Rashi over here writes as if the din would be that yemei not oilim in the sphere as he was, but that's a machlekes abai v'rove neither.
How did you get the lamed
vav? I don't remember. You have to look in the Mishnayos there. The Mishnayos there in Erechin and in Nida give you the whole calculation. She doesn't know if she's your ledus bezov or not at all. Maybe ruachi pila. Maybe there was no blood. Sometimes the woman's body, well, now the doctors can tell. They take a sonogram. But years ago, they didn't know. So sometimes the woman thinks that she's pregnant, and she's not. In Yiddish, there's such an expression. The woman talked it into herself that she has a baby in her belly. Sometimes the belly is swollen up. So the Gemara talks about the possibility of Shema Ruachi Pila. Maybe there was no Vlad at all. Maybe there was a roch. It could be she's a zava gidoyla, and she has to be tovel in the morning. Mikzayim kikulut. Should be she's a nida. She has to be tovel balayla. Could be she's a yoledes. Yoledes also tovel as balayla. Yeah.
Just about the blackboard. So how does Rabbi know that the person who's writing has the right to? Rabbi said since there's kavana to write the shame, so therefore that itself will be matched the shame. How does Rabbi know that?
The person knows that he's writing. You don't need kavana to be mekadesh. Person knows it. Zeken Vavei knows he's writing shame Hashem. He's aware of what he's doing. He's writing it as a pasuk. So certainly that's like writing shame Hashem al besoroi. Writing Shem Hashem on the chair, so it's I can understand. Ain on the bus of David Shem Shaloi, you can't answer the whole blackboard. So I can understand if you want to cut the blackboard, if you would write it on a piece of paper, on a parchment or a piece of paper where it belongs, then you would say you're not allowed to rip off the bottom part of the parchment and use it for your own purposes. If a Shem Hashem is kosval yodas hakelim where it doesn't belong, then you cut off that part, and the rest will be mutter. Because man, you don't cut it off, you're talking not allowed to use the chair that has Ekasha Hashem Hashem on it. Not allowed to use the pot that has Hashem Hashem. You have to cut it off. But if it would have been on a piece of parchment, you wouldn't be allowed to cut off the bottom part of the parchment to separate it. But it's written where it doesn't belong, then it's only Mekadosh B'mkom, it's not Mekadosh Elo B'mkom. It's not Mekadosh the rest of it. That's what it says in Erech and Davov.
That's according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, that by Misasik. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says there's a Maisa Avera even if. I mean, if it is with Misasi, except for Nukh Shabbos. So he's going to understand, you're writing Yud and you're writing Kivavkai, that there's no difference between Misasi and that. It can't be that the Gemara only says it does not Kedusha because there's no such thing as Misasi. So then, obviously, the Kivagar would require a Kavana or a Das.
Your Kivagar would not require.
In order for Hashem to have Kedusha, so wouldn't he require there to be...
And he would not require, he holds that Misasik is always a Maisavera.
Right,
if
one writes the Shem like that, so then it does have Kedusha? I thought it does not have Kedusha.
We assume that he's Niskaven Lichtav Yehuda.
Right.
The Torah of the Hishmit HaSadal, then he realizes as Yud Kei Vav Kei, so the Chazanish assumes that Poshet. It doesn't have a Shem Hashem. There was the Mamish Misasik.
So that's only because the
Chazanish
is assuming like the
Nesivus? No, I don't know about that. No, this I think everybody agrees. Yud Kevav, Kelekim, Kel, all these are used for Avodah Zarah purposes also. So the Kavanos Agarba is Kaveh, whether it's a Shem Kodesh or a Shem Chol.
Again, so then on the blackboard, person is not the Bailam to make this a Shem Kodesh.
Even just to be Kaveh, what it is.
Why would he be the Bailam to do that? What gives him that right? He doesn't have that right.
He wrote the ink, though. He wrote it, though, and he had in mind the shame. I don't know. You should still say, Eir HaMaz Adav Hashem Shalom. The Rebbe in Shalavim, the one who says Mutter, was based on a psak of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Oyenbach, that what happened? Someone had a sichsuch, and they went for a din Torah. So the dying paskin, whatever he paskin, says one guy won, one guy lost. So the guy who lost was so angry at the Dayan, he went to his home with ink, with a pen, what I imagine, walk, and he wrote Shem Hashem on all of his furniture. A crackpot. A meshugana. So the shaila was whether the Dayan is allowed to use his furniture. So Shlomo Zalman Reibach said, use your furniture and on the Moshe Dov Shein HaShalai. So it's Taka questioned, is that, but the fellow knew that he's writing Shem Hashem. The one who lost it, he knew that it's Shem Hashem. So what do you mean, Eidon Moshe Dov Hashem Shaloi? I think there will be an Issa Mechikas Hashem. Still a Shem Hashem. But to say that you're not allowed to sit on the chair, if it's my chair, it belongs to Kibbutz Lavi. They manufactured this chair. And they wrote, Ek Asher Eke, they engraved it on the side. So it's a Shem Shalom Bimkomo, so it's not Mikat, it doesn't answer the whole chair. So if you cut off that part, you can use the rest of the chair. They would have written on a piece of paper that would belong to them, it would ask the whole piece of paper, wouldn't be able to cut off half. So you're going to say, if I write it on someone else's chair, so it doesn't even ask the use of the chair at all. I can't ask him the use of his chair. But the Shem Hashem is still a Shem Hashem. Not that he erase it. By using the chair, it has to be careful not to if it's over here, he shouldn't put his hand there to keep on erasing it.
Maybe one can erase it.
What?
How does Rebbe know one can erase it? If he doesn't have any kedusha, so if he's not the bailim, it's not the bailim to make the kavana.
It's not the bailim on my chair to asa the chair. So if I myself would make the Shem Hashem on the chair, Shalobim Komo, so that only that part would be asa. If I write on a piece of paper, the whole piece of paper is asa. He writes on my chair, so he doesn't even answer even that part. He doesn't even answer that part of the chair. But to say that it doesn't have a Shem Hashem, I don't think Rav Shlomo Zalman meant that. I thought that it was a mistake that they made a tzushtel from Rav Shlomo Zalman's psak that the dying is allowed to use his chair. So they thought you're allowed to erase the blackboard. I don't think it was correct.
I mean, what's the difference?
It is a Shem Hashem, so there's an Isa Mechikas Hashem, but there's a Gemara in Erech and Davov that if you write Shem Hashem on a piece of paper, the whole piece of paper may not be used for secular purposes. You write a Shem Hashem on a chair, Shalobim come where it doesn't belong, so then you're just not allowed to use that part. But if you cut that part off, then you're, not allowed, then you're allowed to use the rest of the chair. So here, if I write on your chair, I don't even ask that part. You can use the whole chair, even that part that has the Shem Hashem. But he still says the Shem Hashem is a Shem Hashem. He wasn't a Misasik. He knew that he wrote Shem Hashem. So as the status of Shem Hashem, he's not a Misasik. I don't think he can apply. I think this is like Basa B'cholov. If you mix Basa B'cholov, even if it falls in by itself, it's Basa B'cholov. If a Shem Hashem is written by itself, so the Chazanish says, that's a double posha. There's no din of Kvod Hashem. So if the Sofer made a mistake, the Skar Ben Licht of Yehuda, B'tor, B'lohitl B'odalet, and he writes Yud Kei Vav Kei, so there's no Shem Hashem at all. You can stand undressed in front of it, mamish, no problem at all. But if I write a Shem Hashem on your furniture, so the Dayan is allowed to stand undressed in front of the Shem Hashem, I don't think so. It still is a Shem Hashem. It can't ask the chair. But the Shem Hashem is still a Shem Hashem. It doesn't make any Yisurim. If it would have been written on paper, it would have asked the whole piece of paper. With not the chair asks that part. But if I write it on your chair, it doesn't ask anything. It's still a Shem Hashem. I think so.
Yeah. So we should say the same thing, that the whole thing we're learning this from Mechikat Hashem from the Mechikat Hashem, the source for we should apply that to Mechikat Hashem. If someone were to write the shame of something about the Zara on a paper that didn't belong to him, it wouldn't be about the Zara. I would have no mitzvah to destroy it. So now let's apply that to a Jew that writes the shame on Hashem. So I have no iser of what doesn't.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Anyway, I think this Chazanish is very good. I like what he said. Yeah.
Is it only by Kitab HaShuri? If you wrote on the blackboard in block letters, but if you wrote in script, it would be.
No, you wrote it in script. No, the Meister Shoya, both of them. I don't think either of them wrote the Kitab HaShuri. Kitab HaShuri is to be machshir a sefer Torah. Matzah Tanach. They're just writing, talking about Hashem Hashem. So it has Hashem Hashem and any ksav, and any script. I think so.
Was the ksav, in the case of the Dayan, special because it was on the chair, and like if it would have been on paper, it would have been different?
I don't think so. I think we would say, Ein al Matzah Dov Hashem Shaloi. Not allowed to take the paper into the bathroom, has Hashem Hashem. He's not allowed to stand undressed in front of it. But I can use the rest of the paper, the back and the bottom, I can use the rest of the paper for writing the Rechol. If I would have written Shem Hashem on a piece of paper, I wouldn't be allowed to cut off or use the rest of the paper for other the Rechol. But if he writes on my paper, then you would say, he has no right to designate the whole thing. But I think the Shem Hashem, bottom line, is still a Shem Hashem. I think my impression is that's like Basel B'cholov.
So why do you even need this far of Ein Adam Osadav Hashem Shalom? If the Shem Hashem is written on the leg, using that part of the chair when you sit on it, you're just sitting on the cushion, right? So,
well, without a leg, the whole thing is going to fall apart. Okay, I'll fall down on the floor. on a chair, it doesn't belong. Shem Hashem doesn't belong there. So it only asks, you have to cut off that part that has Shem Hashem. Then the Gemara says that only asks b'mkom. It doesn't ask shalom b'mkom. A piece of paper would ask b'mkom.
You can shave off that part and then still have a piece, still have enough weight to hold up the chair. You would shave off, peel off that part where it's written.
Okay. Okay, if the chair would still function, maybe I'm not getting on off. I don't know. The Gemara says you have to, if you write out Yoras HaKelim, Gemara says you have to cut off the Shem Hashem and then use the Kli. Why can't you use the Kli even before you cut off the Shem Hashem? They're using that part of the handle that doesn't have the Shem Hashem on it. I don't know. You're asking, you could use the chair even without that half an inch of the Shem Hashem. So it should be mutter to use the chair even before you cut it off. I don't know. The Gemara in Erchin sounds like you have to first cut it off. I don't know why. Bizman Azeh, that's a good question. Bizman Azeh, there are those who are machme for the Ravid Shita. The Rambam writes himself, he was machme. We mentioned it the other day. The Rambam writes in the Mishnah Torah, even though he holds Mikra Din, you don't have to go to mikveh, not for learning Torah, not for davening, but he writes that he always went to mikveh for davening. So the Kesef Mishnah asks why, but if he holds that they repealed the Takanas Ezra, so what is it being machme? Ha-patam ar-adava v'yaseh nikra hedyon. Why is it being machme? So the Kesef Mishnah quotes, I think, a ritvoh. That since Takana Sezer made good sense, the only reason why they repealed it is because of Zera, Shein Ravatzi Bichalim Lamed Boy. But really, we would have recommended that the Tzibu should have accepted it, but they didn't accept it. So since they did make the Zera, so the Rambam holds that there's a Kiyum in observing it. So it could be that since there is a Kiyum, could be it's also called Nazdam Nishal Mitzvah. It could be that not. Could be that this Brisa was written before the Takana Sezer was repealed. Right.
Can we apply this whole discussion by other deen that require kibud or yira, let's say like kibud out, that there's like a sort of mitzvah or a beneficial purpose. We can look at the big picture even sort of directly.
We have a klal, ishim v'babati roa shabsaisa tishmar, that if there's a, the pasuk says, if there's a conflict between shabsaisa tishmar, and the Gemara says in the beginning of Bam is labdab kishab, is any mitzvah. Whenever there's a conflict between any mitzvah and kibud aviyim, so the mitzvah takes precedence, even if it's just a conflict for a minig. Let's say, we mentioned the other day, no? Let's say the mother died and the child wants to say Kaddish. The father says, you give me the heebie-jeebies, I'm still alive, but please don't say Kaddish. He doesn't want the son to say Kaddish. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that that's not right. That's a minig all over. By Asfaradim, Ashkenazim, everybody says Kaddish. If the mother died, even though the father's still alive. But if the child wants to fast Sheni B'chamisha B'sheni, which is a minig that's not so common today, and the father, for some reason or another, needs the child to eat with him over a luncheon meeting or something. So then it says the son should not observe if it's a midas chasidus that not so widespread, then the kibud aviyim does take precedence. So we wouldn't say, let's look at the overall picture. No, it's only when the kibud aviyim is in conflict with the mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah derabanan, or a minig amakubol, a minig that everybody observes, then there's no din to keep it up. But you wouldn't say, let's take a look at the overall picture. He says only over here, because it's a general mitzvah to show kvod Hashem, not to be mevaza shem Hashem, and not to be mevaza Sefer Torah, not to be mevaza Svarim, is a general mitzvah, kvod Hashem. So kvod Hashem requires we should keep all the mitzvahs. Even if yol tefillah bezman ala mitzvah, I think it's still called nezdam dala tefillah shal mitzvah. Still, he's going to mikvah for religious reasons. So he can't say that he's in violation of the essay. So the Gemara just has to somehow get rid of the lav. The lav he can't violate. If it's just a general essay of kvod Hashem, kvod Shamayim, so then if he's nezdam dala tefillah shal mitzvah, then you don't worry about it. So the Gemara says there's a machlekes hatanaim there, and it sounds like the machlekes is the same as over here, whether gram mechikas Hashem is asar muta. The Gemara said that's not the pshat. So we got stuck. Why is that gram mechikas Hashem? So that's what the Chazanish says. Look in the Rashba, the Era Masecha Shabbos. Moshe Kosov HaRashba b'Shabbos Sham. Rashba doesn't explain the whole story. Chazanish elaborates a little more. So the Chazanish writes like this. The Gemara says, if the guy's being tovel in the mikveh, Hashem Hashem, so it's a chatzitza. Mara says, we're talking balach. The ink didn't dry yet, it's still balach. The Tanya, 5 lines from the bottom, the more quotes a brisa, hadyov, hadvash, vacholov, vahadam, yveshim chotzisim, lachemen chotzisim. Why is lachemen chotzisim? It's considered part of the mikvah. A mikvah has to be memso of water. You can't use memso of dam, or dvash, or cholov, that's no good. So the answer, mistama, is if you have roiv, is water, and miut is mei peris, so the din is that it is good. If you have 21 saw of water, and you have 19 saw of mei peris, so ruba kukuloi, so it's considered a good mikvah. So here you have aboim saw of water, more than aboim saw of water, the guy fits into it, and you have a little bit of dam, or dvash, or cholov on his goof. So the dvash, or the dam, or the cholov, blends in to be one with the mikveh. If it will be 21 saw of dio, maim shenishtana mareim are pasal mit the rabbonim. Shini mare pasal is pasal mit the rabbonim. Because it looks like mei peris. Mei peris is absul deraisa. You have to have aboim so rochetz b'sar b'mayim. So mei peris is no good ben atar. Then they made a dim of the rabbon. If you have water that you threw in a dye and you change the color of the water, so that's a gzera mid the rabbon, not to use it because of the gzera atu mei peris. So if you have dio, mistama dio is water that you dyed it black. Yeah, but minatar it is water. Even mid the rabbon, just if it's nishtana marv of the whole thing. So you have these mashkim, you have the mei peris, if you have the maim shenishta, the dio, you have it on the body, then you have more than aboim saw of water. So the whatever the liquid, the moist thing on the skin is, blends in to be considered part of the mikveh. So the Gemara says, so it's not an issue of chatzitz. Fine. So then the Chazon Ish takes over and he explains, if by going into the mikveh right away, the water erases the whole, washes everything off right away, the whole Shem Hashem, so that's Maisa B'Yadayim. So what does it have to do with Groma? Even if he's not going to be Meshavshev. Meshavshev for sure is doing Mechikas Hashem. But just walking into the mikveh. We're talking about a situation, but by walking down the steps of the mikveh, it doesn't erase the Shem Hashem right away. It loosens it. And then if it'll stay there long enough, then the Shem Hashem will... If he rubs it, he'll hasten the process. If he's not rubbing it off, not Meshavshev, so then the Shem Hashem will disappear. So somehow the Gemara considers that Groma. If it gets erased right away, that's worse than Groma. That's Mamish B'Yadayim. But if it doesn't get erased right away, it's problematic over here. So what did people say? So it's other water. Other water is coming. The initial water that touches the skin doesn't erase it. Then other water comes. He's just standing there. It's a sticky Gemara, even with the Chazon Ish. It's not so clear. It tells you, look in the Rashba. The Rashba doesn't solve the whole problem. It doesn't get erased right away. It gets looser. It causes it to get to dissolve earlier. Anyway, Shem Hashem is going to, the natural oils are going to come out from the skin, is going to disappear anyway by going into the water, so it causes it to disappear even earlier. By going into the mikveh, gorim lemaher michi kosoi, causes it to happen a little earlier, but it doesn't happen right away. If it would happen right away, then it's mamish mechikas Hashem b'yadayim. So that's a shaila. And even so it doesn't happen right away. So still, why is that called groma? I don't know. So still unclear. Okay. Don't know. We'll continue tomorrow. Okay. Well, there's a lot of dinim here. Big Sam Kakulas.